Welcome back to the Flush Hour Podcast. It's your boy Matt Kang.
Christian Heavens.
This is episode 6. It's been a while, but we're back here. Like always, we're going to get right into the fit check. Christian?
Yeah. Shoot, what I got?
Switched
I got
up the hat.
Switched up the hat this time, not the St. Louis hat. I got the
Said
Pittsburgh.
He would always wear a St. Louis hat, too.
Yeah, I switched it up. I got a couple. It's St. Louis, Yankees, and then I'll throw this hat on every
was that
time.
Pittsburgh?
Different colors, yeah. I don't know why I rock with it. It's simple. Some other logos just got.
You flexing on me today. I'm kind of
jealous.
With the
Pigo with the Prada. You know what I'm saying? I got the Prada shirt.
Jeez.
And then I got the Ones 8.
Are those golf shoes?
These are golf shoes, and I'm starting to wear these out. The dope thing about this is, like, when I'm out at the club or somewhere at a bar, I know that, like, street dudes really ain't got the golf shoes. They ain't going to have these.
You got good traction, too, if you get active in the club.
Yeah, I do
got
to make it quick. Get a bottom there.
I'm going to give you a solid 8.1 today.
I'm up there. What did I have to update?
8.1.
All right. I'll take that.
8.1.
Okay. 8.1.
You made me look hella casual today.
Right. Let's talk about you. Like, you got a dog now? Like, you walking
the
dog.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I had a fit on, and I held my son before I was about to leave, and he shit on me.
Blame it on Zane.
So.
This is going to be a theme. Blame it on Zane. When he gets whooped against me and him in the golf match,
I still think I look better than you, but, you know, I got the Camp Aspen hat collab coming. Shout out to my boy Josh. $5 Uniqlo white tee.
Yeah, I rocked it. I liked it.
Some Chrome Heart shorts. I wear these every day.
Okay. If you know.
It's got these Nike Nocta joints on, just something comfortable and casual. It's hot outside. It's like 100 degrees already.
It's crazy out here. But I'm going to give you, what I gave you, you had cream all over you.
Oh,
I gave
God.
You
are we doing this again?
Right? No, I'm just saying. I got to make sure you rate it
higher. You gave
me
a pretty bad, you went 9.9 with the orange kicks, and then you dropped it back down to like 4.1.
All right. You look a little more casual, but, you know,
fresh in my
white
tee.
I respect it. Would you give me 8.1?
Yeah.
8.1. It's a tie.
Wow.
Tie today. We're going to push. We're going to extra holes.
Fellas, you see what happens when you show your legs?
Wow.
Dang.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Man, what are we not talking about? Let's see. All right. Oh, you went back home.
Went back to the six.
Hey, let's get it, bro.
No, we don't do that. We do not say those words.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I can't even rep that side because they've been mighty quiet. But what's been happening in Toronto, Ben Lang?
We had the Golf Fest in Toronto last week. So that was the first of its kind in the city. But first for me as a creative director, kind of starting this new journey in my career. We had 6 weeks to get it ready.
For real? I thought you're out. Hey, yeah.
No, I worked on the project for 6 weeks. You know, we got a bunch of vendors involved, which was, you know, that was my job. But we sold 1,200 tickets.
Crazy I did that at 6 weeks.
I know. It was wild. It looked like a concert venue, right?
Yeah, yeah. When I FaceTimed you, I saw the lights, the stage. And
it was
I was
wild.
Like, what the hell?
It was like a dream come true for me, man. I always wanted to come back home and build a golf community in Toronto because it's growing.
Yeah, yeah.
But to do that was like a dream come true. I had all my friends show up. You know, people of influence, culture, athletes, childhood friends, cousins. But we had 1,200 tickets sold, probably had a little bit more of that in the actual venue. Everybody was happy with it. And for me to finally do something in the golf space but not actually playing was awesome. So we're definitely running it back.
Give yourself 6 months to 12 months. It's going to be 3-4 times the size.
Yeah, we already renewed a contract for next year.
Okay.
We actually got a couple other projects that are built with that same team for the summer. But I don't want to say anything else about that yet. But, yeah, we got 12 months for the next one. So, hopefully, you could be I invited you, too.
Well, my mom and dad came in town that weekend. I was down for it, and then my mom gave me, like, 2 weeks that weekend she can come visit. And one of them I couldn't make, and then the other one was last weekend. So, I was like, dang, I got to go to Toronto. Gotta get out there, dog.
Now speaking of Toronto, the last thing is I have a collaboration this summer with a hotel. So we're working on the details on that. But you gotta pull up to that. Summer in the city is like nothing else.
All right, no, I'm pulling up. I told you, Caravana, and if there is an OVO Fest, I wanna time it right around there. I know it's gonna be booked.
Yeah, we'll figure
it
out.
It's whatever, anytime.
No, you gotta pull up to the city though.
That's dope.
But yeah, but on top of that, obviously we got this this Six God response to that whack track you were listening to when you pulled up.
jumpers, though. Like no, that is hard.
I do not like that.
All right, what did you think about push-ups?
Push-ups was fire.
Yeah, he went.
That shit was so fire, I actually started doing push-ups at home for no reason.
Hey, can't tell. That's, all right, well, that's good. I mean, and then the AI track.
TaylorMade? No Callaway? I call it No Callaway.
No Callaway. The straight TaylorMade.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Now, I don't know how I feel about it. I get the concept, and he's thinking outside the box. But I think he gives it more credit to the rumors that Drake was putting out the AI tracks, the AI Kendrick tracks. And he was kind of going that, like, 8 mile route where he was just exposing, like, Kendrick's ammo and talking about him for him already. So when Kendrick actually puts out a verse, like, damn, we already heard this shit.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, how smart he is, right? Because we look into...
I just want to hear bars.
I understand that, but we'll never know which bars are real anymore.
Because he's diluting the market. He's scared to go on.
He's evolving to the way the world works. AI is taking control of everything.
I feel like, yes.
I wish it could take control of my golf career.
It will.
I'd be shooting numbers like Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie ridiculous out there. Scottie is ridiculous. Crazy. We'll talk about Scottie.
That's crazy.
We'll talk about Scottie. But I think it needs to stay between Drake and Kendrick. Everybody else, Kanye coming in, Rick Ross coming in.
Whack.
You distracting us from the main.
Their stuff's not even good.
When it comes down to it, they're really distracting us from the main thing, which is the diddler out here messing with these little kids and drugging folks.
I'm not responding. I'm not talking about
all these folks over here. All this stuff happens right when Diddy come out. I know what they're doing. It's a distraction. But I'm here for the distraction,
no
Logan.
No Diddy. Oh, my
Logan's
God.
The distraction is about Drake and Kendrick. All this other stuff, I'm mad about that Metro line still. He did my boy from St. Louis. He did my homie so dirty.
Yeah. I mean, it's his own fault. You're not a rapper.
He just like, shut your old ass up and play some drums.
And then put the drum band, the band in front of the strip club he used to work at.
That could be career ending, dog.
I think it is.
Anytime he get ready to play a dang old good producer beat and then he comes to the drums, he ain't going to want to play it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, we live in this world with AI and so much talent where, like, you can find another Metro Boomin. It's not that hard.
Nah, that's cap. Come on, Metro. Fight. Just.
He let St. Louis down.
Just get out there. That's all right. Do what you do best. I know Drake say play the drum. It's like when you get in an argument with somebody and you standing up and you, like, tired of standing up. They're like, man, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I want to sit down. I'm going to stand up. And they're like, all right, then. And you just standing up looking stupid knowing you want to sit down.
Stupid as hell.
He don't want to play drums because Drake told him to play drums, but he got to.
He's going to switch up his whole foundation of how he made beats.
No, we'll see that. It's going to be interesting. Kendrick on the time clock.
He's past due. Rent is past due.
No.
Kendrick Lamar, rent is past due.
The response,
just like how our match is past due and you ducking me.
Nah, that's cap. That's cap.
But we got a match today.
Yeah, we got a match today. No ASU boys. Yeah.
No.
We'll talk about that later.
Time.
Yeah, another time. My bad. Well, we got a match today. Hey, speaking of AI, we need some AI to come together. And it seems like only AI can come together and beat Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda.
They're
dominating the game.
They are Tiger 2000 right now.
Right. Nelly Korda just won her fifth straight tournament. And Scottie Scheffler, after I said all I said, he's just
four
out of five.
I told you.
And it would be five straight if he didn't miss that short putt in Houston.
See what happens when you praise God and you talk about your wife? And you were
so
trolling
whack.
His ass.
I don't like it.
And he went 4 for 5 on your ass.
Bro, I will say this.
He made $15 million in 1 month.
That boy getting live cash on the PGA Tour. That's hard to do. Only one person can do it. That was him, though.
And Nelly, I love that. I told you she's my favorite golfer.
Oh, my too. No, I ain't got anything bad to say about Nelly.
Just kind of disappointing, though, on the other end of it, of like seeing someone, a female golfer who's that great, looking the way she does. Not having her own shoe, I feel like this is a loss by Nike and by the female golf community of not setting her up to like be the most marketable, not even female golfer in the world right now. Because what she just did 5 in a row,
yeah,
like even Scheffler hasn't done that.
Yeah, and people like her. Like you said, she's an attractive girl. She's cool, like beautiful golf swing. Everybody likes her. And we just saw Caitlin Clark get a shoe deal.
$30 million?
Which is good because they getting paid pennies.
Yeah, she's getting $67,000.
Right.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. But, like, there needs to be more signature golf shoes in the game. Like,
right, she was wearing, I think she was wearing, like, those.
Yeah.
And she was wearing normal black pants, a black hoodie, and a Nike hat. And, again, if I'm at home chilling, the Tech Fleece fit, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see her pop style look like the baddest golfer in the game, because she is.
Yeah, no doubt. No
doubt. But it's the same with her and Scheffler, right?
Right.
They're both Nike athletes. They're both TaylorMade athletes. They're both dominating. And, yeah, they're making a shit ton of money on the course. But I feel like this is, like, you know, we talked about how the cause of Ricky, JT, and, you know, those guys, right, 10 years ago were the young boys, and now that's where golf is right now because
right,
the causes of what those guys did.
Right.
What we're seeing now is what we're going to see the cause of it in the next 5 years. Like, that's all these young guys are going to be like, yo, who cares about how I look now? I'm just going to focus on playing because that's what
yeah,
they're doing.
Works.
And again, there's a balance, but there's got to be a way to look good and win like this.
Or have a team. So, shoot, this is a business opportunity for you. Like, hey,
yeah,
hire Matt Cain, help you design your own shoe.
Nelly
needs her own shoe. Scotty, low-key, I was being disrespectful because Scotty wore the Tigers all the time. Like, when Tiger was out,
yeah,
and I used to call them the Scotty Shufflers. But,
they are. They took the Tiger logo off.
Now the Tiger's gone. Like,
did you see it, though?
Scotty
they put
no.
the, they took the TW logos off all the shoes.
They ain't playing. This is a heart that's
yeah,
broke up. It's over. You ain't getting no
but,
promo off this.
I mean, he's going to stay with Nike. It is what it is. But
I already have a shoe?
Hell no.
Who has shoes?
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth.
Steph Curry.
Not even a golfer. They'll show you world gamers.
Low-key, Justin Timberlake had his own colorways of Jordan golf shoes a couple years ago.
Jordan got golf shoes, obviously.
Keegan Bradley has his own shoe that they don't
no,
sell.
No, he doesn't. Does he really?
Yeah. It's like his own model. Yeah. He's worn them for 15 years. They're hideous. But it's his own model.
They don't sell.
They don't sell.
I've never seen
like
anybody.
No one has them.
Count.
Just him.
Okay. That needs to be a thing.
That's it. I mean, it's gonna get there. Like, you're seeing all these brands do shoe collabs. Eventually, it's gonna get there. The only problem is like, pick one player on the PGA Tour to give them their own shoe.
I knew.
And then let me know who's gonna fucking buy it.
All right. I was thinking of future, like people that's up and coming. Akshay with Grayson.
But are you going to buy an Akshay?
No, not me, but some people will buy it. Grayson has this little core fans that loves that style.
I think people will just buy a Grayson shoe.
Jason Day needs to come out with a Milebond shoe.
He has his own. He just signed a shoe
deal.
Oh,
you said that with that company.
That whack company.
That's a failure, too. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. By the way, he wore a little slimmer fit last week.
Keep getting slimmer.
It looked better on him.
It's a little too much.
He needs to stop trying to look like me.
It ain't for him.
Although he's playing like him, so I can't say nothing about that.
True,
but
true.
He's got to like tighten up his clothes because it doesn't look good on him.
It's just not him. What
no.
What'd you think about the vest that he had on at the Masters? Or they made
I
him
think
take
like
off?
It was obviously strategic by Stephen Mabon to like have
smart.
Him wear that
smart
and have people watch.
Sales went up.
That's really all that it was for. And then it's such an easy thing to now say like, this is why golf is bad, right? But it's like, even at Wimbledon, you have to wear all white. And if you wear black, they're going to ask you to change.
For real?
Yeah. I think,
I
like, I think there's certain tournaments in this world, certain sporting events, where there's a set of rules. And I think, like, tradition is, it's scary, right? Like, you follow tradition, then you can also be like, hey, like, it needs to grow.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's also what makes that event so cool and historical.
Yeah.
Seeing like the caddies at the Masters were all white caddy bib.
And that'll be the place that just cut it in all the shit. Like they go by their own rules. So they like, look, y'all not using us for marketing. Nah, y'all gotta wear this and this and the play. You know, I just found out a couple of days ago, they don't do handicaps at Augusta. Because there's no slope and rating for Augusta National. So,
yeah,
they've like,
never been rated, right?
There,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't do your USGA handicaps. Like,
yeah.
They are truly themselves. They don't give a fuck about nothing
But that's
else.
How, I think that's like, there's nothing wrong with one
dope.
Event of the year being like that.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
But yeah, no, I think it was like smart on their brand. I ain't buying that vest.
No. That ain't.
That was way too loud.
The pre-orders sold out. They went straight into pre-orders. Yeah.
It worked.
What else we got? Oh, so, bro, Scotty, again, still torn between how I feel about this. I don't know.
He's the GOAT.
See there. And you know what? When we posted that last time, like 2 weeks ago from a couple episodes, people were mad saying, oh, he ain't nothing like Tiger. Let him win a major.
He's
or
better
some more
right
stuff.
Now.
And since then, he won Players. He won another major, the Masters again. And he won another event.
He went first, first, second, first, first.
Yeah. So, and the numbers even say it, dude. Like, his score average is like 67.86 or something crazy.
He has zero rounds over par this year.
Bro got more wins than rounds over par.
I played nine holes last week. I shot seven over for fun. He's playing at a higher level than Tiger Woods.
But no, bro. But Tiger had... Phil, yeah, BJ, yeah, Ernie, yeah, David Duval, he had winners.
Bro,
out
he
there.
Just played the Masters with everybody.
Bro,
the whole separation shit.
But you can't count
how's
that.
Their asterisks? How's their fucking like... asterisks in the Masters? Everybody was there.
Bro, because they ain't been playing all year. You act like them little boys been grinding.
They played the week before.
Where?
Some bullshit.
Where did they play?
I don't know. I don't watch Liv.
Exactly. They didn't play no court. Like,
they played
bro,
the
they
CW
played,
network.
Bro, ain't nobody paying attention. The problem is, I think it's an asterisk because it's like he ain't really been pushed.
Spell
like,
it.
A-S-T-E-R.
Exactly. No, don't look at your phone.
I-S-K. I spelled it right when I put it in the notes, and it didn't give me a little correction.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to spell it.
snap. But look, dog, all the winners left. All the big dogs that know how to finish a tournament or how to hunt somebody down and get it. Whenever Scotty wins, he's up by 3, 4, or 5 shots. We saw what happened when he had a chance to make a putt on the last hole to force a playoff. He missed the damn 6-footer. I need to see good live players in contention more, playing more, pushing them towards the end and seeing what happens if you got to make a putt on 17 and 18.
That's some bullshit to me because
no,
Tiger 2000.
Bullshit. Tiger was the biggest
Tiger
clutch putter
2000.
Ever.
I know, but Tiger 2000, he won 7 straight that year, I think, okay?
It was against ballers.
Who? Fuzzy Zeller?
I named him already. I watched
Colin
you
Montgomery?
Don't be disrespectful. First of all, Colin Cole, but I told you Ernie, Phil, VJ.
Ernie is not Rory.
Rory is not Rory right now. That's the whole point. Everybody playing bad right now. Rory
bro.
Ain't even Rory finna go.
Stop this. You know
Rory
what? You keep disrespecting.
Doing,
you
no,
keep disrespecting
no.
Scheffler. He's gonna win
Rory
10 times this year.
Rory over there doing deals on behind everybody.
He
back
ain't doing
for
no deals. He's still
dollars.
Sticking
he
up.
Trying to negotiate his $850 million contract.
That guy crazy for not signing that already.
Bro, he going dog. Ain't no way.
I would have signed it for $85. Fucking $850 million. You said no.
Bro, if he don't go, and I don't believe it until I see his. I saw the reports of it, and I saw him turn it down. But I was like, dog, unless his agent is up there crying, saying that we got to turn down this deal, I don't believe it because that's a lot of money.
You don't say no to $850 million guaranteed.
It don't make sense. I think what he's going to do is he's going to sign a deal. He in cahoots with Jay Monahan. He's going to sign a deal.
Right before they merge?
Right before they merge. Like, AJ, I've been riding with you because let me get the payout.
I'm this. Out. Yeah.
I'm out.
But then I'm back in.
Back in. Let us know when we back in. Bro, they got to let the live players back.
Yeah, it's getting boring.
I think what they should do is live players should play a couple years, and then all the money they get the world ranking points, they get the status, or whatever, but all the money they win goes to the charity of the PGA Tour.
No. What I think is we should see 6 events a year with both fields as elevated. So, like, the LIV Tour has their international series with the Asian Tour. The PGA Tour has their, like, elevated bigger purse events.
Facts.
So rather than seeing elevated events, international series, combine those two, 6 events of the year, everybody, all the best players on both tours are playing 6 times a year so that they still can have their own tour. They could still, you know, make their money in the normal events. But 6 times a year plus 4 majors, that's 10 events. You're getting to see the best players in the world play together.
I take
it too.
Is that too easy? I'd say, I don't know if they
that's
do
all
that
we
though.
Want. Do you want to watch these guys go at it 20 times out of the year?
What the PGA Tour going to get out of it and the sponsors?
they're getting the views of all those players that left coming back. They get storylines.
Right,
they get
clicks.
They
should have been at that. They're looking for more. And I think
well, that's what happens when you have a bunch of fucking old people in charge of a company that don't know what they're doing. You know what I wanted to insert in that?
Well, right. It was the pause at the old. I get it, though. Hey, but, all right, going back to Scotty there. So, Liv can't beat him. AI, you say, can't beat him because the boy's so cold.
He cold.
This might beat him, though. He got that legit on the way. He got the little kid on the way.
He's elevating his life.
You think?
I think he's going to.
With no sleep?
I think he's going to take some time off. I actually think Scotty should
ain't
take
got
some
no time.
Time.
The master, the next major in what, 6 weeks?
Well,
weeks?
After the mass or the U.S. Open. US, when's
no,
when's
PGA.
His kid? I don't
PGA
know. About PGA. Now. Ain't nobody care about that. He's playing against a bunch of.
The PGA of Valhalla. That course actually fits his
that's
game.
A, yeah.
I mean, there's no course that does fit his game.
I feel like anybody that has a kid, it's really hard the first. I mean, I'm in month three, but it's really hard the first 6 weeks because you're just like no sleep. Baby's crying all day long, pooping on you, changing diapers all day long. Everything's
you
a blur.
Change your shirts.
But for me, again, like I learned to figure out how to evolve during that time, and it happened so fast, and I don't even remember half the shit that I was going to that like this Golf Fest thing came about.
Right.
And I have a couple other projects, and they always tell you like God blesses you with, which he doesn't need it, but God blesses you with like financial support when you have a kid, and like it changes your life and your hustle and your focus gets even more refined. And I'm like, yo, imagine that happens to him.
Yeah,
that boy about to win 10 times this year.
Ain't no way. I feel like I don't know, I got no experience in this category, so I'm just
take your time, brother.
You.
Take your time.
I ain't got too much time. I'm getting old out here in these streets.
You're young. We're young. We're good,
man. We'll see.
But no, I think like you look at every other player on tour that has kids, like it's Harold.
Yeah.
Didn't he win after he had his first kid?
Yeah, he saw it with Liv. That was way in right there.
Exactly.
But no.
So it's
didn't
like
he win?
I'm pretty sure he won in Saudi in Asia. Yeah, he won like
Australia.
Something like that. Because you're the one who told me.
I did.
But it's part of life, man. I don't think it's gonna hurt him. I think he's just gonna learn how to adjust. But then I think like he doesn't seem like a guy that spends 12 hours a day on the range like Bryson.
Right.
So he's pretty chill. He's going to Chipotle. He's having his fun day. And
chill.
Like,
go to church. Go kiss his wife.
Exactly. He's going to be good. Awesome. He's going to be great. Actually, he's my favorite golfer right now because he's so boring.
I hate it. I can't stand it. I need somebody to step up. Rory, JT, get y'all shit together. We need some competition against Scotty. I'm sick of it.
Them dudes are mid.
Especially in PGA. Yeah, they act real mid. I don't know what they got going.
So PGA, none of the LIV players can play, correct?
I don't know.
If that's the case, like this is going
to
be the most.
LIV, I think some of them still got exceptions.
To
like
the PGA,
Brooks does. He won like
he's
three
won three of them.
People. Yeah, it's a couple guys that still.
I heard Taylor Gooch is going to show up again and not play.
Right, he's going to show up and buy a ticket like Greg Norman did to come in and watch.
It's wild.
That's crazy. All right. Well, we'll see what happens, though. Yeah, you got the kid on the way. Probably by the time this drops, I think it's within the next couple of days. So by the time this drops, Scotty, congratulations on you and the. I think he's having a baby boy, I think. But congrats on that for real. And all the wins. Nelly as well.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Let's see. What else we got? Oh, we got the. Okay, we're looking at Matt with the fit with the Oakley.
What, these sunglasses that I've had for 2 years?
2 years, y'all. For y'all that can't see and you listen on the podcast, they're, if you follow Matt, too, you've seen these glasses. Like you said, he's had these for 2 years. I think are them the same kind that Jordan had when he won? They were at the parade.
He's had different
like
versions of these, but like these were ones. These are like Y2K joints that like Jordan and Dennis Rodman and Pippen were wearing.
Yeah.
And probably like a year and a half ago, I reached out to my boy at Oakley.
Okay.
These are samples.
A year. This time stamped that again. This was when?
About a year and a half ago, I got sent three versions of these with different lenses, with the modern lenses. So they say prism, which is like what the new ones say.
Facts.
But it was a sample that they were making, and I've been wearing them for like a year and a half now.
Yeah. Well,
and I wear them every day.
Right. You've seen them. People have seen them. You
yeah.
Follow Matt. Mm. Go follow Matt on Instagram.
But all of a sudden,
I'll
let you say
acting
it.
Like this.
You sent me the video.
I sent this with, is it Kalal, Malbon, and who else? Or
New Balance.
New Balance? starting to see these glasses pop up. Like they just came out with some hot shit. Came up with this new concept, this new style. They're acting like they were leading this trend of these
glasses.
They
put the same shoe and sunglasses in the ad. And again, I'm not here to take credit.
Oh, but you are.
But I am.
Give it to me.
But it's crazy to see how stuff that I was pushing a year ago, bro. Those shoes.
New Balance.
The New Balance 550s. Again, they were. I mean, they put a post out. They've been working on it for 2 years, right? But like, I was wearing them.
Of course, they gonna say that.
I was wearing them joints along the ALD green and white 550s a long time ago, golfing.
Golfing. Seen the video. You got the video.
And yeah, I showed it to you yesterday. And now they're coming out, which again, I know this product takes time to be made, but like to put those shoes in that colorway with these sunglasses. I saw all these comments, people saying like, yo, those are crazy. We're bringing them back. And I'm like, bro, Matt King been doing this from time.
Been doing it. Been did it.
But again, I'm not a mass. I'm not for the mass. A lot of people aren't going to see it. As long as, you know, I got to stay in my lane, keep doing what I do. I got to show you something
quickly.
So
what you trying to say, though?
I'm trying to say is I'm trend-setting. And you can see who's looking at my story. I'm trend-setting. And a lot of people are starting to realize, like, there are things that I do.
My stories be popping.
Yeah, that was
my stories do not do numbers.
No, I do serious numbers.
I don't mean, I barely do stuff.
No, but I love clothes. I love accessories. I'm going to push those limits every single day. And whether you see it on me or you see it on someone else, slowly people are going to realize, like, I put that post up yesterday. I said, I know my picture on your wall when you cook up. I know my picture on your wall when
Drizzy.
You cook up.
Okay, Drizzy, out here.
So I'm not going to say I'm the best golfer in the world, even though I believe that I am. But I damn know for sure when it comes to style, fashion, and finding product to influence people to use. Ain't nobody doing it like me.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody doing it like me.
Talk that talk. That's validation right there, though. Yeah. So are you saying they seeing you and they copying and not giving you
credit? I don't want credit. That's just that's kind of corny to me. I think like, but there are people that look at my Instagram, which I just showed you, daily, and I am starting to see the evolution on like their product and the way they dress and then the way they talk. There are influencers. There are brand owners that are now doing full fit pick descriptions. Like, I've been doing that for years. And it's like, it's great. That's what's supposed to happen. But also, when I have conversations with certain people that they're like, yo, this is what I do. I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You look like shit. No offense.
You ain't gonna say no names.
I'm not here to snitch on no one's names. Because you know what?
Here you go.
I mean, I can if you want me to, but.
I just asked.
Don't put me on the spot like that. There's too many. All I'm going to say this. There's too many.
Okay, because we don't want to leave nobody out. We don't want to leave.
There's too many, and it's a funny industry. We live in this, like, copycat industry. And, again, I copy people, too. But, like, there's a way to do it original. There's a way to do it where it's for your brand, for your audience. And I'm starting to see things that just look way too familiar. And that's the validation that I need, though, to know that, like, hey, what I'm doing is working.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they say? Imitation, the highest form of flattery. You better, you flattered up over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Dang, so you seeing the IG fix and the Instagram?
Everybody's doing it now. Everybody's doing, like, that's the other thing I want to talk about if we have time. Every fucking golfer in the world dresses good now.
Hey. Yeah.
Everyone that wears FootJoys, double pleated pants, a vintage golf hat, and like some oversized polo dresses good. It's like the whole, my boy sent me a DM the other day. He was like, I thought I was so dialed when I was like, I'm going to dress like 2000 Tiger Woods. I'm like, well, guess what? Everybody dresses like that now.
I got to be like Nelly when he's talking about everybody had fades and I got braids. Now they got braids and I'm thinking about fade.
Exactly.
I'm going to switch it up.
I'm switching up the way I dress. I mean, that's why I came in super casual. But I think like for me.
I'm wearing a suit tomorrow next week.
Shit, let's do that. I'm definitely with it. But then we also know if we start that.
Everybody gonna be wearing a suit. Hot as hell out here in 110 degrees.
It's too hot to be doing that.
It's swagged out.
But yeah, I'm definitely figuring out how I want my style to evolve this year, which I've like I do research every day, Christian. Like every day I'm looking at shoes, pants, shirts, what I want to, how I want to look, you know, what brands I want to like put on for, you know, when I'm wearing clothes. And like I've figured out, right, I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction. We're in this like streetwear vintage phase, which is being pushed heavily on us. I'm going to change it up a little bit.
But what do you like? Like, do you like the stuff, or you do it? Do you wear it because it's kind of going against the trend, or you see it heading? Like,
I love where it's at right now, because I think like the standard of what you see the average golfer looks like is way better than it was last year.
Right.
For me, I always like looking different. So now that I'm like seeing things more common, I'm like, all right, what's the next thing for me? Am I gonna wear a grill? Am I going to wear a chain? Am I going to wear a do-rag? I don't know.
All right. Can't wear no do-rag. But
my point is, don't need no do-rag.
Right. You better not wear no do-rag.
But my point is like I want to push the boundaries for myself to look different. So when I post a photo, I get that reaction of like, oh, shit, he did it again. You know, what? Like I wore those flame pants and like a Prada fit. It's like no one really did that in the golf space, right? I wore a full Chrome Hearts fit in an actual PGA Tour Latin America event last year.
I feel like you should get a grill. You know, my boy Clay Myers, who actually going to see, I'll talk about him a little bit, but he had a grill and he wore it to like a PGA thing.
Yeah. He probably got in trouble for it too. Huh?
You tripping, cuz.
there's like ideas that I have that I'm working on, but also it's expensive, man. And the way my bank account's set up, I got a check-in and a savings.
Right.
And if I want to transfer it, it's going to take 4 business
days. We're going to have to get a subscription for y'all to, you know, chip in so we get more episodes.
We need some investments, y'all. Your logo here. Shit.
Shoot, we in episode 6. We said as a group, you know, we're going to talk, get through 10 episodes, and then kind of see how we evolve, roll for improvement, and then look for some big opportunities. So, you know, those major brands, some of them starting to reach out to us, which is dope.
Yeah. Conversations are definitely going. I think we still need to do a better job in improving our craft.
Right.
This has been super fun for me to be able to talk about whatever we want to talk about, right?
Not having a voice, it is dope.
So.
And for y'all, like, you know, put in comments, keep sending us messages. We had a couple of really good messages where people, like, tuned in all the time. They're like, man, this is what golf needs. This is gives me life, gives them life, listening to us, which is dope to hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll take some of the criticism too, you know, just so we can know where, see opportunities that we can improve on, for real.
Yeah, and I think, like, the coolest thing about this is, from what I've seen, is that we talk about how we're the culture of everything that we enjoy in this golf space.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing other people, other podcasts kind of say the same thing. But at the end of the day, you look at our identity right now. I'm a Korean Canadian kid living in America. You know,
black.
You're black. There are no other platforms that have a voice that cater to Asians, black, American, Canadian. You know, my wife is like half Japanese and my son is like a quarter Irish. It's like we kind of cater to everybody visually.
Right. So we're kind of right in between the age. Like, we're not super young kids. Like, we're right in between, or the young kids.
We're connected to the older generation that know us. But we know, and we're, you know, surrounded by the youth in this golf space.
And we actually,
right?
Good golfers. Our combined handicap is going to have us in pluses versus
20s. I don't know about that right now. No, I'm joking. No, but I think like that's the beauty of this, right? Is like you look at what's out there and there's something for everybody. But from our perspective, we cover all the boxes of like culture. And if there's something that needs to be said and somebody wants to talk about it, let us know and we're going to air it out.
Yeah, bro.
Full clip.
Anything, exactly. I don't even watch any of the other podcasts.
I don't either. I watch Joe Budden and I watch...
I listen to Joe Budden.
Those two are the best podcasts out there.
Golf podcasts, I don't know. I see clips of Part 3 podcasts a little bit, but then obviously my boys, Doug and Will, got theirs. I don't know what else is out there. Like, I've never listened to another golf podcast.
I don't think there's probably a lot more than you.
Do we need to side? We need to listen to the ops to know what's out there.
No, I don't listen to the ops. I focus on us and us only. But I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today? I know this seems like it's a little shorter, but
yeah, it's gonna be a little shorter. Let's see. Oh, you went to Toronto. I went to that grass clippings.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was dope, dog. I don't think it was bigger than the Good event, but the attendance wasn't as big or whatever. But they had stands.
It's the first year they're doing it.
First year doing it.
All amateurs, right?
All amateurs, from what I heard. Some people, I don't quite know how they got in the field. I don't know. It's supposed to be all amateurs.
So I know what you're talking about, and there's two or three guys that were pros that played in U.S. Opens.
Right.
Actually, one of the guy that won played in like four U.S. Opens.
As a pro or amateur?
As a pro.
Yeah, so I don't know what's
happening. But he waited like whatever amount of years to come back.
Oh, okay, so you did the whole thing.
Yeah, he's nasty.
It was a good, okay. There was some good players, though. It was a good vibe, man. We was back there chilling. It was me, Joe, Aaron Grimes, my girl, Doug out there.
I met Aaron Grimes at Waste Management.
Steve Outlaw, I mean, we was about six of us black folks out there. It was a real country vibe Saturday. We gonna have to...
Yeah, that's what I talked about with my friend that works at Bleacher Report, is about how this shit is still looking like what you see. That's actually worse than what you see on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, this was worse. This was way worse. And they tried to spice it up. They had Funny Marco out there, but he wasn't there Saturday. I didn't get a chance to see him. But I guess he came out there earlier, and then they posted a picture of him like hitting the ball, trying to do his Funny Marco thing. Yeah. It was not well.
No,
like, they was like, "Who the hell is this?"
I think like when you want to actually embrace the culture and you want to get it involved, like we had our friend Doug working the broadcasts, and like
right.
Doug is really good at his job, right?
Right.
But like to be able to break the boundaries of culture in this golf space, like you really need to embrace it.
Oh, shout out to Aaron. He was there too from St. Andrews Golf. That dude's hilarious. I know through the PGA Tour Superstore. Oh. Shout out to PGA Tour Superstore. I'm on the commercial. That's me.
I ain't seen it.
I just saw it this morning.
But no, I think that's like what it's missing, right? Is like flavor.
Yeah. We need to definitely talk to them a little bit more.
Bro, they had fucking Parker McLaughlin as the interviewer for the whole lead up to the event. He's a great
short game chef
can chip. But bro had his sunglasses behind his back, looking like he was working at the PGA Tour Superstore.
For real?
I ain't trying to see all that.
I ain't see all that.
And the last thing I'll say is I saw all the fits for all these fucking teams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They went off this Live model. It was kind of weird, like with the crazy logos. Yeah, and stuff. That was cool, but
it was bootleg Live Tour.
Yeah, it was.
All the fits were bootleg Live Tour.
But I'm telling you, we were standing behind 18. They had a shot to hit $1 million. My boy Gabe hit it like five feet. I thought he had a million on him, but
he was runner up, right?
Yeah, he just missed the playoffs. So it was four teams in the playoffs. So he was like fifth place. But it was
the first year. It was cool. I just think like
it's got potential.
We need to see like fits, personalities, like really dope engagement of people. Like I saw the interviews and they were just very like, yeah, you know, we're here, we're representing the team, we're having a great jolly old day, and let's go and make birdie. Like,
and this is an opportunity to separate and improve on the stuff that the PGA Tour is lacking. So they got to really take advantage of it. Like you can do literally whatever you want, you can say whatever you want, y'all can cuss, y'all can play,
but they chose not to. No one did.
They chose not to, or you're too scared to.
I mean, perfect example. They had a concert series, right?
Yeah.
Who was the performing?
I don't know.
I'm going to actually say this. They should have met halfway and hired Macklemore.
You said this?
I'm saying this right now.
I know you did not say that.
They should have met halfway and said, you know what? We need a rapper, and we need him to be white.
Dang, Macklemore, get out there. I can't. Maybe that's right on par for you saying that, because that's a downgrade.
It is, but at the end of the day, it's like it was like some country star, right?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know. The whole vibe, it just wasn't for me.
So I feel like it's just still not for us.
Well, I know what's for us.
What's that?
If they had it, tournament in the fall for pros.
Oh, we up.
That first place check is for us. Put our name on it. Give us a team.
We need a team to invest in the flush hour.
Right.
We both have played on various professional golf tours. If you've seen in other episodes, we need our spot.
We really like that.
And we're gonna be dressed head to toe, fitted.
Hey, but that was a good, like, the teams were really in support. Like, I feel like they made some good money or had opportunities to make money selling merchandise for the teams. I think it'll be bigger for the pro.
Yeah, I'm curious if they're going to have it around a off week on tour so that they can actually have tour players playing.
No, I don't want that.
Bro, we're not even in. We should just pay and do the qualifier. It's like two bands.
Yeah, but that's the second option. The first option is somebody pay for us, flush our sponsors.
I got somebody. I have somebody in mind.
They gonna see us.
You know who I'm talking about too. He's a local out here.
We're gonna find some people.
I know who.
Just make sure you ready.
I'm war ready.
Sick of this. All right, so how you gonna be here? What you got ready? What you got going on this summer then?
You know, it's kind of. We had our dinner the other day, and it was kind of like a sad moment because I realized like all of us are kind of moving on this summer.
Yeah.
So I'm spending the month of May here. I got a couple collabs and a couple cool different like. Partnerships that I'm doing, and then I'm leaving to Seattle for 4 or 5 days. I'm gonna do a Rage Link up in Seattle, so if you're out there, pull up.
Shout out to Seattle.
And then we're going to Japan, and I'm gonna play a couple Mondays, hopefully a start while I'm out there. So I'm gonna spend about 5 weeks in Japan in the month of June.
US Open.
Oh, I got US Open in 2 weeks too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm signed up for that. Debating if I should show up. No, I'm definitely showing up. But so we got US Open, and then we got playing in Japan. I'm starting to practice daily. Swings coming together, short games coming together.
That boy been practicing more than me. Yeah. Let's see what you're doing.
So that's all I got up until June, and then I'll spend the month of July back home in Toronto so my family can meet my son. And then that's about it. What about you? What you playing in?
Shoot, a couple of days. By the time this podcast come out, I'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida. Got a guy's trip. I'm excited about it. You ever been on a guy's trip before?
Not really.
Bro, I went on one with, it was me, Joe Hooks, Roger, and Rory.
Oh, you went to Bandon.
Bandon. Guys golf trip. It was just you and your boys drinking, chilling. They could play golf. Y'all talking trash, playing golf the whole week. Like, it's phenomenal. So we'll be at the park where my boy that I brought up earlier, Clay Myers, he's the golf pro out there.
Nice.
We'll play a couple courses out there. We'll play Trump Jupiter. There's another course where they had a Champions Tour event out there. And then I got a tournament next Monday and Tuesday on the APGA Tour. So I started getting ready for that. You know, I'm done kind of with my caddy schedule for the most part. So now I
stacked his bread.
Stacked my bread for the summer. Now I got to execute and play. We're playing shoot the APGA. We're coming all over, man. We got that tournament in Port St. Lucie. We got TBC Deer Run in the May. Then we coming back here, hot ass Scottsdale.
September, right?
And, no, we in Scottsdale, June, like
oh
second
my God,
week
that's
of June.
Terrible.
It's going to be hot as hell. I got to come up with my strategy for that.
I would withdraw.
No, I got to get in there. But I'm thinking if I play mediocre the first day, I get an early tee time the second day, like 8 o'clock.
And shoot 63. And
63, and them boys out there teeing off at 11 o'clock going to be dying
that's
on
that's crazy
back
that they're
nine.
Playing in,
they
June, in June.
Die.
I think that's, again, that's the other side of this podcast that, like, I know we're going to always talk shit, talk say controversial things, but at the end of the day, at heart, we're two pro golfers still chasing our dreams, and we want to use this platform to bring awareness to the game, talk about the culture, but also at the end of the day, like, yo, we're golfers. We have a schedule for the next 2 months, and we're both probably going to be gone playing, and this podcast is going to be digital where we're FaceTiming each other.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out.
We definitely are.
Process, but we're going to figure it out. It's going to be more stuff, sure. We need to do more lives.
Yeah, we need to do more lives. But also, I think we got to do more lives when we're away from each other.
Right.
Just so that we can keep each other in loop.
Facts.
And then I think there's an opportunity where we want to have friends, give them a chance to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that. But we got definitely got to get more guests. Like, hey, tell us what kind of guests y'all want. Put them in the comments or who you want. Thinking, you know, we kind of wanted to build our platform on our own feed without the, you
that's
know,
what we wanted.
So this is kind of us just working on building our chemistry, growing on, you know, our own merit.
Yeah.
But then we definitely got to get some guests to share their stories and talk to them more about, you know, how we feel about
for sure.
Things.
That's what the culture is. And then the last thing for me, I'll say, shameless plug. I vlogged my whole trip in Toronto last week. Got some crazy footage.
Yeah.
So I am announcing my first YouTube episode, my personal YouTube episode.
That boy on the tube?
I got this concept that I've been working on, and the first episode will be called Homecoming. And it's going to be dropping within the next week and a half. So anyone that pays attention, I would love for you to... I'm going to show the page. I got to get that in order because when we started our own page, I used my personal shit.
You got to figure that out. We definitely...
But I'm going to have my own YouTube page, and I'm going to start this little journey of like my golf journey personally, kind of transitioning from Instagram to YouTube.
That boy on the tube. Finna get that tube money. Watch out.
Good. Yep.
It's going to be solid.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Stay tuned to that. Yeah, it's a little shorter episode, but that's all we need, man. We don't need to waste y'all time.
Nah, we got to go get ready for this match in 4 hours.
Yeah, I got
to
give
you we lost 100 and something dollars to these fucking college golfers.
Sick up.
But guess what?
We back.
They ain't in college no more.
I'll tell you what, we might add them on. So it might be our first guest to tell their story.
Yeah,
they got
we definitely
on.
Should, but. That's We appreciate you checking in. This is episode 6. Your boy, Matt Kang.
Kendrick, you on the clock. Hurry up, Kendrick. By the next episode, I need a song.
I deleted every Kendrick, Future, Rick Ross, Travis Scott album off iTunes.
That's cap. Well, that's crazy.
No cap.
That's crazy.
Six Scott all day. I'm out.
We out. All right, y'all.